Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here, joined on the line, as ever, by Andy Holding to look ahead to the best of the action at Fairy House. Got a 7-race card to look forward to here. And hopefully we can point you in the direction of a winner or two. Maybe even three. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Busy morning.
So I hear.
We've got all sorts going on at William Hill Towers. We've got Wimbledon, we've got the World Cup, we've got the racing, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, not too bad, but it is my birthday tomorrow, Andy.
Oh, right.
So I get a few days off.
Needless to say, the card isn't in the post.
I'm sure it isn't, but...
I'm sure I'll buy you a beer at some stage.
That'll do.
In my lifetime.
I'll settle for that, yeah. Right, Fairy House today, then.
Yeah.
7-race card, and you were saying beforehand that you don't think it's the worst card you've ever seen.
No, I actually think it's all right. Obviously, the 7 o'clock stands out like a mile, Group 3 contest, and... In all fairness, the rest is fairly low-grade stuff, but I do think there's some good bets on the card. And I think we've got a horse in the 8:30 that I think is going to be running in-group races sooner rather than later, if my figures are anything to go by. So despite, at first glance, it not being probably the most alluring of cards, I think we might be in for a few surprises.
OK, then. Well, we'll kick things off with the 6 o'clock. It's a maiden over 6 furlongs. Bilderberg and Monsieur Power are the two that the market are focusing on this morning. Both have experience, one considerably more than the other. Monsieur Power beginning to look a little bit exposed. Bilderberg returning from a 206-day absence. We've got Next Bend in there, unraced for Dermot Weld. And a little bit of money this morning for Johnny Lawman at bigger prices, 20s into 14s. Which way do you see this one going?
Yeah, interesting money for Johnny Lawman. I thought that horse ran an eye-catching race on its seasonal reappearance for a yard. Very much going places, that John Fein stable. Of course, had Prince Connoisseur that won last week at Tipperary. And he was noted doing some good work in the race that Michel Power was a respectable fifth in. So, you know, if Michel Power's a 2-1 shot, then, you know, Johnny Lawman, who was largely unfancied that day, has got to be, you'd imagine, there or thereabouts wherever Michel Power finishes. Well, that's certainly the theory, anyway, that I'm sticking to. Michel Power... He actually has run a couple of, a good race subsequently. And that was behind one of Aidan O'Brien's bright new young things called Cougar Mountain, who on his debut this season made a real spectacular impact on the, not only visually, but on the clock as well. His speed figure that he did at Nacy the day was absolutely sensational. Michel Paro went well himself throughout that race, couldn't live with him in the latter stages. So I actually think Michel Paro sets a really good standard here. I'm absolutely flummoxed to see that he's relatively easy to back at sort of 2-1 this morning with a few firms. Obviously, William Hill gone 7-4, which isn't a bad shout. I'd actually have him favourite here. He's rated 87, and even though there's improvement to come with Johnny Lawman, as mentioned, and also Bilderberg as well, who's got a reasonable run behind her name last season, I think Michel Power should be favourite here, and I'm going to stick with him, even though he's the most exposed one. Bilderberg certainly ran well on debut at the Curran, is likely to improve from a stable going well. But that Curra race actually wasn't all that good on the figures, and it was just a substandard, modest race. So I'm going to stick with Michel Power. I don't think he's overpriced here, and we'll give him another go.
OK, next up is the 6:30. It is a maiden over 7 furlongs. And again, the market focusing on two mainly here. And they are two that made pretty pleasing debuts. Cape Wolf for the Joe Lyons team and Sir Raston for the Dermot Weld team. Sobroto as well is one that you'd have to give a chance to, as well as Jim Bolger and John Ox with their unraced types, Crudin and Looper. Could have the feel of a quite nice maiden, this, Andy. Which way are you going to go with it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. First race, I was prepared to back Joe Lyons' Bilderberg at a short price, but I'm certainly going to go against that theory this time and go with Kate Wolfe, Joe Lyons' colt by Piccolo. I thought he, as you said, mentioned, he ran a really good race on debut on ground that might have been a little bit too soft for him. But he certainly showed up prominently and left the impression that better things are going to be coming down the line. The win on that occasion, Bertie LeBulls looked a decent horse. And Cape Clear Island, although he got beat the other day, ran another good race back at the same track. The speed figure of the race was pretty solid. And I think the step up in triple suit him as well. He just looked a little bit tad one pace late on as the others quickened away from him. The other horse, as you mentioned, looks like being the main danger is Sir Ralston, who completely fluffed the start first time out at Sligo from a bad draw, and then was noted to doing some good late work. He also, like Kate Wolfe, would definitely appreciate an extra furlong or so, but being the son of Kate, Sir Percy, you'd imagine that he'd be running over a mile. And he may be further down the line, might be one to keep an eye on for the Galway Festival, which is just a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks away. So I think it is between them. But this on this occasion, Kate Wolfe definitely gets a vote.
Okay, Kate Wolfe there in the 6:30. Next up is the 7 o'clock race. It is a Group 3 contest for fillies and mares over 7 furlongs. Really tight betting heat, this. We've got Majestic Queen and Wannabe Better, the 3-1 joint favourites at the time of recording. But Sparrow just behind them at 100-30 from 7-2. Toban at 5s, Caesar Wells at 6s, 10s or bigger, the other 3. Really nice contest, this.
Yeah, this is the best race on the card. Hope all 8 runners go to post and we don't get the dreaded 7-runner race, because I do think, you know, there is one or two nice potential each-way horses in this race. Majestic Queen floored the colours of Henry Cecil's Joyeuse last time out in a good race at Leopardstown, and definitely gets this trip as well. So she's got to be dangerous, particularly from stall one, and she races up with the speed as well. I think we've got to have a favourable mention for Sparrow, who also ran well in that race, and that was only second start of her season. Faster ground will suit her. But the one I'm going to go with is Wannabe Better, a filly by Duke of Marmalade, trained by Tommy Stack, representing the older four-year-old brigade. I thought she was really impressive last time at Leopardstown in the Ballycorra Stakes over tonight's distance, staying on very strongly off the back of Sound for Actions to record what was one of the most eye-catching and fastest times I've got recently in Ireland. Certainly suggesting it was an above-average performance for a Group 3 race. And if you needed any indication how good that form was, Fountain of Youth, who got absolutely wiped out in last place, went to the Curragh on Saturday and won. So if the horse that finished last in that race is managing to win, then I think we should stick with the horse that won the race, and that, of course, is Tommy Stack's Charge. You can get him at 3-1 this morning, and I think that's a really good bet. Hopefully he'll get a strong pace to run at, and her trademark finish can be seen to good effect.
Okay, next up is the 7:30. It's a handicap over 7 furlongs. Considerably weaker than the 7 o'clock, I think it's fair to say. But there's still bits and pieces of form to go off. Where should we start with this one?
Yeah, not a particularly strong race, this one. I think we can afford to just perhaps keep our powder dry or have a very small bet on Tom O'Mara's Hatton Cross. Hasn't got a particularly good draw, which is a slight concern. That's why my amount of money I'm putting on this race is going to be severely watered down. But he did post a good number for the grade last time out at Limerick, particularly his finishing split of 37.8 from the 3 furlong pole was the fastest one on the card, and also his overall time was the fastest furlong per furlong time on the card. He beat a good field, largely, who went into that race in pretty good form. Prior to that, he'd run well at the Curragh and at Limerick, so he certainly wasn't winning without a turn. And I didn't think there was that many horses in this race that had as many obvious claims as what he did. So I'm going to stick with the inform horse, despite the draw, Hatton Cross.
OK, Hatton Cross there in the 7:30. Next up, the 8 o'clock, a handicap over 7. Blackstone heads affairs for Aidan and Joseph O'Brien at the time of recording. He's quirky, I think it's fair to say. We've got Local Flyer and Focus, who are very, very consistent, and Royal Memory, who's unexposed and got off the mark last time out. It's got a nice feel to it, provided we can get them in there's 9 runners. So we should be able to keep some each-way value in this.
Yeah, and the one to back each-way is Local Flyer. Available to back around about 4-1, 9-2 this morning, generally. I think this is a fairly solid each-way investment in a race where even the one or two of the front market leaders have their quirks, as you mentioned. Blackstone in particular doesn't look the most straightest of conveyances. He wandered around a little bit the other day under pressure at the Curragh. And maybe the drop back to 7 furlongs might suit him, but the fact that he's been wearing blinkers and he does look a bit awkward once he comes off the bridle is enough to put me off at a shortish price. Certainly think Focused will give you a good run for your money if you back Brendan Duke's charge. That run the other day at the Curra was a good one on the figures behind Have a Nice Day. I'm not sure why the handicap or how the handicap has come to a mark of 89 for Raw Memory. This is the one that I don't fancy. I think this horse is probably about £7 or £8 higher than I'd have it, particularly on the speed figure. That race at Leopardstown was a really bad one on the numbers. So I think John Ox's charge will be struggling. But we're left with Local Flyer, who's been a model of consistency this season. She comes off the back of a good win the other day at Navan in a good time, beating Snap Click and Oulage. We've already had a winner at that race down the field. And if you go back to the run the time before when she just got touched off, having tried to make all the running behind Share a Secret, you can see that this horse is beginning to sort out a nice little solid-looking profile. Figures-wise, track-wise, trip-wise and ground-wise, she ticks every box. And it's hard to see her not running another good race whilst she's in the form she is. So each way, Local Flyer, very solid bet in the 8 o'clock.
OK. The penultimate race is the 8:30, a race over a mile and 2 furlongs. You said that there was one that you very much liked in this one, Andy. Which one is it?
Yeah, News at 6. Jim Bolger's horses are in great form, and his 3-year-olds and older horses are carrying all before them at the moment, just on every front. So I desperately want to get with this horse, and I think he's a group horse in the making. Certainly based on the figures that I got the other day when winning that apprentice handicap, this horse should be in the 90s at the very least. So I think he should take advantage off this mark, and he really shouldn't be running against this kind of horse. The way he swept past Karazak and Captain Timo, two very upwardly marble three-year-olds, had to be seen to be believed. He literally left him for dead in the latter stages once Ronan Whelan gave him a couple of taps behind the saddle. And that was the first time, really, that he had a reasonable surface to run on. And I think this is the reason why we saw such a good performance. His two first previous runs this season at Limerick and the Curra, although they were creditable, were on soft and heavy ground. And he just basically couldn't get his feet out of that ground. And being a son of New Approach, that very much lends to that theory. Even though he's 4-5, 8-11 this morning, I'll have this horse in a good deal shorter. As I said, I think he'd definitely be running in group company after he wins tonight, and he's definitely the best bet on the card.
OK, then. The final race on the card is the 9 o'clock. It's a handicap over a mile and 2 furlongs. Interesting to see Wildcat Kitten in here, a horse that I actually napped yesterday, and it won. It's in again. Do we think it's going to stay in? I mean, it's been nibbled at 8-11 into 4-6. That would suggest that it'll be running again here, Andy.
Yeah, definitely run again. Dermot Weld often does this. He certainly doesn't mind doing it at the Galway Festival. He'll run two or three horses there a couple of times a week, sometimes three times a week. So he's certainly looking to strike while the iron's hot with this horse, who's, of course, going into this race off a mandatory penalty, but she'd only got rated 47 up to when she won last night, and she made a mockery of that handicap mark the time before at Navan. She finished behind Local Flyer, and of course we get a chance to see that Local Flyer form yet again in the 8 o'clock. And the way she won last night, she seemed to win with any amount in hand. I'd imagine she'd be ridden quite prominently again, and I do like horses that are backing up after the day that they previously won. They seem to have a fitness advantage over the rest of the field, so I think Dermot Weld wouldn't have too many horses as lowly rated as this, and I don't think she'll be off a mark of 47 before too long. So Wildcat Kitten to follow up last night's victory.
OK, Wildcat Kitten there in the lucky last. Great stuff, Andy. Thanks very much for your time. Best of luck with all those picks in Fairy House, and we'll catch up with you later in the week.
Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.